Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I won't speak very long, as we have been keeping vigil and having especially reached the midpoint of Lent. And by saying the midpoint of Lent, I do not include Holy Week. I just mean the Lenten fast, because Lajic Saturday and Palm Sunday are kind of a transitional space. The hymnody on Friday night, or the eve of Lajic Saturday, talks about the end of Lent. So when I say that this is the middle of Lent, I'm not talking about the middle of our fasting, but just the middle of Lent. So,
amen.
Amen. We have with this Sunday, it's incredible how many things and how, in some ways, complicated, which the choir directors did a wonderful job singing this evening. We have three layers of commemorations, and we could have added a few more on there if we wanted to. St. Justin Popovich, mm-hmm. a modern Serbian elder, is also one who died reposed on this day. But we have primarily the resurrection, which is why the gospel was the resurrection. We then, of course, have the veneration of the cross. But we also have, for us, one of the great lights and luminaries for us here in North America, St. Tikhon. And we see, there's especially, I think this is what, as I haven't written my sermon yet or thought about it yet, there was some of the hymnody in the canon that really came out this evening, where we see in the life of Tikhon one who lived the cross, but also lived the resurrection, who in his humility and in his leadership was able to lead the church through incredibly, incredibly turbulent time. When you talk about the godless ones or the authorities, the ones that were against Tikhon, we're talking about the Bolsheviks who caused incredible chaos. We're talking about those schismatics. We're talking about the Living Church, which is basically a group of Orthodox who defected to the Bolsheviks and caused a lot of chaos in the church. Think of them as kind of like liberal Protestants. It's probably the easiest way. They wanted to abolish the priesthood. They wanted to get rid of the relics. They wanted to destroy much of what sustains what the faith is. This is why all these hymns about Tikhon being a defender of the faith. And for us, because he served here in North America, there's a wonderful little volume from St. Tikhon's Monastery Press, which is not named for him, St. Tikhon, but a saint previous, St. Tikhon Zadans, which has wonderful sermons that Tikhon preached here in North America. And his vision for our presence here in North America, that we can come together and sing in all English hymnody that goes back, I'll say millennia, more than millennia. We have, because of his vision of giving to his flock, which is from all sorts of ethnic backgrounds and converts, etc., here in North America, a vision for an English-speaking church that was united here in North America. So we, especially in the OCA, have a great devotion to Tikhon for his vision, for his sacrificial labors here, and for standing for the truth of the Orthodox faith. He was killed by the Bolsheviks. He was basically given a very small space in Donskoy Monastery there in Moscow, which he was not allowed to leave, and they basically slowly poisoned him through his food to where he then reposed. You might have heard in one of the hymns that they hid his body, and it wasn't until after the fall of the Soviet Union and everything that they finally found his bodies, and so there is a feast for the translation of his relics, or the finding, rather, of the relics of St. Tikhon, because he's there still in Donskoy Monastery. You can go find pictures of them finding him, bringing up OCA. I believe it was Father Daniel Kubiak who was there in the finding and restoration of the relics of St. Tikhon, and he is still there. Right after you're going to the Donskoy Monastery iconostasis, there is his relics right there on the side of the iconostasis. I know this because I've been able to venerate them. I don't know when that will ever happen again so far, as things are. But let us especially rejoice in this, of course, in our Lord's cross and resurrection, but especially, and for us, particularly in the life of St. Tikhon, who showed forth cross and speaks for us, especially here in North America, having traversed back and forth across this land. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Tomorrow morning.